Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
You might be surprised to hear this, but on an average, North Americans discard a staggering 40% of the food that we buy or grow. That's an amazing amount when you consider how many people are starving. And I'm not saying eat all the food on your plate because there's people starving in India. I'm talking about the people in this country and what we are wasting as a nation in food. My guest is Mary Rolfe LaMontagne. She is the author of Eats, Enjoy All the Seconds. Welcome to the show, Mary. Let's talk about, as a nation, we are really throwing out so much food.
Absolutely. And I didn't realize how much food was being wasted until I moved to South Africa. And I've been working in various places in South Africa. And I realized that as Canadians, Americans, we would throw out way too much food. And it's usually the fruits and vegetables that go off first. And those are the things that we sort of let grow beards in the fridge and end up throwing into the waste paper basket.
Well, I just heard a recent study also about school systems, you know, as they're trying to adapt to the new mandates about healthier choices in the lunchroom. And they're giving a cup of vegetables with the, you know, kids' lunch. And the kids are eating the mac and cheese and they're eating whatever, the pizza slice, and they're chucking out the vegetables.
That is a big problem. And I think our problem is that we don't view fruits and vegetables as a main. We view it as a side dish. So we always throw that in as a second thought. And my book, Eats, I try to make the fruits and vegetables the main course, the main attraction. And then it's not only a vegetarian cookbook, but I then make the fish or the meat part of that vegetable leftover that I've created. And often I do dinner parties where I do a whole dinner party, and at the end I say, you have just had all the leftovers out of my fridge, and people are shocked.
Well, and you know, that's the way the other countries, you know, Japan and other countries do it, Mary. It's that the meat or the fish is the condiment, and it's a very small 4-ounce piece or even less sometimes. And the main portion is either going to be the grain or the vegetable.
Absolutely. And I have some examples. For example, I do a mac and cheese, which children love, and I put in roasted cauliflower, cumin roasted cauliflower that I served two nights before as a side dish. Kids have no idea that cauliflower is in there, and they love it. And
do you puree it, or do you put it in there just as its little self that's been roasted?
I just chop it up a little smaller than, you know, it blends in with the whiteness of the macaroni and cheese, and they love it, and they don't even realize it. There's a funny little flavor of cumin, and they're wondering what that is, but overall it's mac and cheese, so they like it. So that's one of the ideas that I have. Another one is with leftover broccoli. We always want our kids to eat lots of broccoli. It's healthy. It's green. And so rather than throwing out that little cup left over, I make these little cheesy broccoli bites that you could put into your lunchbox. And they love them. They're kind of bready-like. Not really. They're healthy. And it's egg and broccoli, all those healthy things that you need in a diet.
How do you make those?
I put them in little, so I make a mixture with a little bit of flour, egg, milk, broccoli, cheese, put them in mini muffin cups, and then bake them up, and they're ready to go. You can put them in the freezer and keep them for when you have guests over for a little cocktail bite, or you can feed the children and keep them in the freezer as well, pull them out. They thaw during the day so they don't go bad or anything, and at lunchtime they can have them. So that's another idea. I do
like
a lot
little quiches and things, and you know what? I'm right on board with you, Mary, because we've, you know, got a compost here and a big garden, so we grow our vegetables, and I hate to waste one that I've grown from seed. And so vegetables and these kinds of things are our main courses, you know, and then we add in the fish and stuff as the side dish, even for my 10 and 13-year-old, and they love this too. But when you've got picky eaters, now you mentioned the broccoli bites, you mentioned putting the cauliflower in there the first night that you use things. What do you do? Are you a food hider? Do you mix things into other things so that people are getting their vitamins and their extra so they don't throw it out to begin with? Or how do you do that?
I actually serve it as a side dish, and I don't try and hide it because I grew up with my mother who always felt that we had to try everything, five children. didn't make a different meal for each child at the table. And that's how I've raised my children, and my children eat everything. And I think our biggest problem is that we try to please our children and forget that we need them to taste everything. And I think I was reading somewhere that it takes 16 times before a child will actually really like or dislike something. And so with my children, I've always said, as long as you have two tastes of it, that's fine. And then if they're leftovers, that's when I start playing with it, and they don't even realize that I'm playing with it, and it's disappearing. So I don't get frustrated, and I don't say, if you don't eat your meal, I'm going to serve it for breakfast, or I'm going to send it off, you know, all these starving children in the rest of the world, you know, you have to eat it. I don't do that. I just take the leftovers, and I reinvent them into other little things.
Well, I'm right there with you, too. My kids eat everything because I've always, and I grew up with six children, so, I mean, I think that that was the time, and you don't cater to the separate children. This is what we've got. This is what you have to eat, you know, or it's a long time until the next meal. So when we're talking about other things in this nation, we throw out so much food. McDonald's throws out food after 10 minutes. Of it not being, and I know this because I worked at McDonald's, after 10 minutes, if they don't eat it, it goes in the garbage. What do you think as a nation we can do about some of this food waste?
Well, I hate to say it because I'll probably be shot by McDonald's and Burger King and all the rest, but I think we actually have to reduce the amount of times we go to the fast food restaurants. That's my belief. I think we need to sort of go back to basics and maybe get our fingers dirty. And I love what's happening in the school systems where they're making kitchen gardens part of the curriculum, and kids are getting their hands dirty, and they're proud of growing their tomatoes or their zucchinis, and they're more likely to want to eat them because they've grown them themselves and they're proud of it. And I think what's happened is we are in a society where everything is fast, 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 and we just want everything now, now, now. I think we almost have to take a step back, and we're doing that with farmers markets and sort of seeing what's going on out there, but I think more has to be done within everyone's home. And even if you don't like cooking, I've noticed a lot of friends of mine hate cooking, but they love going to the farmers market. And so if you are going to go to the farmers market, and this is something I feel strongly about, is great, go, but make a list and don't get carried away buying, you know, the multicolored carrots because they're so beautiful, and then they sit in your fridge and you don't use them, and then they end up in the bin. That's our biggest mistake. That's what I'm seeing now, is we're getting back to the basics and we're buying all this lovely food and we just let it waste again because, A, we can't be bothered to make it, and B, I mean, there's so many things going on. And that's why in my book I try and teach people, if you have rubbery carrots that have lost all their moisture, don't throw them out. Put them into the oven and roast them up, because the less moisture means they'll roast faster, because that's basically what happens when you roast up your carrots.
And you can chuck them into some gazpacho, too. When celery gets rubbery, I throw it into gazpacho. And now with all the breeds of different tomatoes and the heirlooms that you can grow, boy, the food quality and taste is so much better when you do sustainable and locally grown. So in the last 30 seconds or so, Mary, why don't you tell people where they can find your book, Eats, Enjoy All the Seconds, and give us your best advice for not discarding so many of the foods that we are growing and or buying.
Well, you can get Eats, Enjoy All the Seconds on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. And I would say to reduce your waste, some of the takeaways is you definitely want to plan. You want to use your freezer space and look in your fridge and become creative and look up recipes when you see something to create stuff. The other thing that I like to do is when I decide to cook something, then I think of three or four meals and try and prepare two or three things at the same time, so your kitchen's dirtied up once and then you can reuse it during the week. That's something really important. And make it a fun thing and make your children love it with you so that they learn to love the food with you as well.
Absolutely great advice. Work with your children. Teach them to cook. Teach them to grow and help you out with the foods. Then they'll eat everything too. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.